How good middle-class jobs may be making a comeback. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The Fed has been in the news all week, and as always, lots of talk of interest rates. When will they raise them? What are they saying? What does it really mean? But there was also important news out of the New York Fed that didn't get as much attention this week. It's a report that's not about interest rates, but middle-class jobs, a topic that is really relevant right now with income inequality a big concern. Let's talk about that with Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Chris, explain what we learned from that report.
Found that in the last couple of years, finally, middle-income job growth is reaccelerating. And in fact, in the last couple of years, job growth in the middle outpaced job growth at both ends. So we're finally starting to see a recovery there.
And that's a big question on the political circuit right now, because there's this ongoing debate about inequality. Are all the jobs being created either going to the high end, or are these low end, not well paying jobs? What does this mean if this keeps going?
What Bill Dudley from the New York Fed said in a press conference yesterday about this report, it suggests that while there has been a slow start, there is this ongoing recovery now, and not only in the New York region, but he said because these are a lot of these companies are focused nationally, it's pretty likely we're seeing this recovery in all 12 Fed districts, slow but finally here. I think from a political standpoint, it suggests that maybe some of the anger and disappointment in the middle will begin to abate. Although I would point out this is a trend that has been ongoing for a couple of years. It hasn't seemed to have changed the debate yet.
Okay, Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thanks as always.
Thank you, Mark.
A big budget remake of Ben-Hur, famous for its chariot race, opens in theaters today. Unlike the old Hollywood version, the new movie plays up the role of Jesus in the story. Marketplace's Adam Allington looks at how the growing power of Christian moviegoers may steer the fate of the new Ben-Hur.
In the Oscar-winning 1959 film, Jesus doesn't have a speaking role. He shows up briefly to offer water to a chained and thirsty Charlton Heston.
You! I said no water for him!
Before literally putting the fear of God into a cruel Roman centurion. In the new version, Christianity figures more centrally to the plot.
The world you live in is Rome's. Their laws, their power.
There is a reason for that, says box office analyst Jeff Bach.
There's definitely been a steady growth with faith-based entertainment.
The key factor, says Bach, is that compared to earlier faith-based successes with budgets closer to $10 million, recent Hollywood films such as Noah or Exodus cost upwards of $100 million.
And they're not necessarily paying off when they're spending that much.
So the stakes are high, and despite being panned by critics, Paramount is hoping Ben-Hur will clear $20 million this weekend. They recut the trailers to add more Christian imagery, perhaps hoping for a little divine intervention at the box office. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
The price of oil is on a tear as of late. Brent crude has topped $51 a barrel at some points today. For context, we have Amrita Sen, chief oil analyst at Energy Aspects in London. Amrita, what is pushing prices up?
Combination of factors, really. We've seen improving demand from Asia. Chinese buying is starting again. They've had some severe floods. Now they've eased, and that's why they can come back and buy some crude oil as the logistical bottlenecks ease. But there's also been a rise in a lot of supply disruptions. So the combination of falling supplies and a little bit better demand has really turned sentiment around. And let's not forget, the most important thing probably for sentiment, even though it doesn't change fundamentals, is the rumor mill going again about potential talks about freezing output from OPEC members and potentially come up with a freeze plan for their output.
Now, a lot of people listening are driving to work, maybe thinking about a late summer road trip, so gas prices come to mind. And a rise in crude, it doesn't necessarily have immediate impact on gas prices. But down the road, what kind of changes might drivers see if the prices stay elevated for crude oil in terms of what they pay at the pump?
currently, the gasoline market is extremely oversupplied, so the increase in gasoline prices will lag that of crude. But ultimately, as crude prices continue to rise, gasoline is not going to be shielded from it entirely. And as the crude overhang of inventory starts to reduce, we are going to see a much tighter crude oil market. Supplies are falling everywhere, and the supply pipeline of new projects is just non-existent. So we are expecting a very sharp increase in prices, although that's not till 2018.
Okay, I'm Rita Sen at Energy Aspects in London. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And finally, a federal judge says a proposed $100 million settlement between Uber and nearly 400,000 drivers does not cut it. The drivers had sued Uber, saying it's unfair to treat them as independent contractors instead of employees. That's an argument Uber has long fought, as it doesn't want to deal with the benefits and labor requirements that go along with making drivers employees. If drivers in Uber can't reach a settlement that works for the court, the case could go to trial. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update. From 8 p.m., American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.